Well, he certainly told me personally in Westminster recently that his ear has never been as badly bent, and I just hope that it's been bent sufficiently to understand that at this particular time to carry on this policy of centralising jobs in main cities in Britain is doing nothing for the North, and is certainly doing nothing for the peace process, if we still call it that, which we're trying to build in the North to sustain some kind of economy which can survive on its own.
And speaking of the peace process, John, obviously the Haas talks, there was talk of an agreement before Christmas. I mean, realistically, is that in any way on the cards?
Well, our representatives were in the Stormont Hotel until 5 o'clock this morning. They've had, I think, 3 or 4 hours rest. And today we're not sure. We were supposed to have a party meeting at 2 o'clock. Whether that happens or not, we don't know. But certainly it has given me time to reflect on one wonderful event in the First World War, and you'll remember when the German and British soldiers emerged from their trenches to sing Silent Night, Holy Night. Well, the DUP certainly went off yesterday to pray and presumably to sing carols with themselves. They really need to be doing it with the people that matter, and that is the nationalist community that have, I think, accepted an awful lot to be part of a process. And my experience in recent times in the Assembly is that the Good Friday Agreement has been chipped at and chipped at all the time. And really, you know, they need to understand that they had an appalling past and we need to present something in the future. And let's hope maybe we'll see them emerging from the Stormont Hotel together singing carols. Wouldn't that be the greatest gift that the people of the North could have?